Hello everyone, welcome to this module of the PNP core training course. In this module, we're going to talk about the PNP Authentication Manager. How can this utility class that we have in the PNP core library, how can this class help you with your authentication needs? My name is Bert Janssen, I will be your host for this module. Now, before diving into the actual technical details about the module, let's quickly recap what Office Dev PNP actually means. So our full name is Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices, but by now you've heard that we often refer to it as PNP, just Patterns and Practices. And this is content, being code samples, guidance, focused around a number of themes, such as SharePoint add-ins, which actually was our initial main theme for PNP. But nowadays, we extended PNP to also cover the Office 365 API, so the so-called Grab API. We've added a superb remote provisioning engine in the core library, and we'll be more and more focusing on client-side development in the future as well. So what delivers PNP? We deliver lots of code samples. We have our core library. We have guidance documentation. Now, besides the samples documentation, we also give you the option to communicate with us via monthly community calls. So for a lot of the PNP content, that especially applies to the core library, we have a monthly release cadence. So each month we do a new master merge and bring out a new release. And after that release, there's a monthly call which explains what happened in that release and also gives a view on what we will be doing in the future. Also worthwhile checking out is our case studies. So Blue Meteorite and Volvo heavily leveraged PNP in their work and were very successful doing so. So go check them out. And finally, if you want to learn more about PNP, there's one address to remember. That's http://ak.ms/officedevpnp. Now, in this module, we're going to have like four main blocks. First of all, let's talk a bit about why do we actually need a PNP Authentication Manager? What's the value of that class? Why should I use it? Then we're going to explain what options are available in the Authentication Manager. And finally, we're going to give a bit more insight in setting up your applications. So depending on the option that you want to use, for example, if you want to use App Only or Azure AD, you need to do some additional steps to configure your application to be able to use those options. So we're going to show that in slides. And we'll conclude with a demo. So in the demo, we will show the most common authentication manager usages in a quick short demo. So why would you actually use this PNP Authentication Manager class? You might think like, oh, if I create a new SharePoint add-in using Visual Studio, and I just press F5, and that simply works. And sure, that does work, because the Visual Studio template contains code for you to obtain a client context based on the current session, which you see pasted here in the slide. So the spcontext.createUserClientContext for sphost gives you a client context object. And once you have a client context object, at that point, you can use that to do other activities against your site, like reading data, updating data, etc. Now, the key point is that you always need a client context object to use the client set object model to talk towards SharePoint. And the PNP Authentication Manager is a way to obtain valid client context objects using kind of different options. So now you might wonder, different options, but why do I still need those different options? When do they make sense? And what we see as typical use cases for the PNP Authentication Manager are console applications, med jobs, governance jobs. So these type of jobs, they typically run in background, in asynchronous way often. There's no one that is providing credentials to them. So one reason. Or you can have like a console application where you at command line ask like give me a username and a password. At that point, you also need to be able to create a valid client context based on the given username and password. So that's one typical category. Another category that we often see is app only. So app only is like the run with elevated privileges in the classic SharePoint development world. But it's a common thing. You very often need to do something with app only in your application because your application does want to run under the full privileges for the end user. So your end user has low privileges, but your application using app only can do more. And to create a client context via app only, you need to do some specific steps for which the PnP Authentication Manager can help. And recently, we added two new, we see, actually saw two new use cases, and that's if your application wants to have an interactive log on. So suppose you have a console application, and in that console application, you want to ask the user to log on interactively. So we can do that. We can pop up a log on screen via the PnP Authentication Manager. Or what we also see more and more, and there's actually also the model that we use in our PnP partner pack, is that the application is registered in Azure Active Directory. So we use Azure Active Directory Management UI to create and configure the application. And now at that point, you might think like, okay, it is an Azure AD application. How does that relate to SharePoint? And there is a connection because if you grant the application Azure AD the proper permissions to reach SharePoint sites, at that point, you can use that Azure AD application and that information in there to create a valid client context. That requires some steps to realize. Now, luckily, the PnP Authentication Manager will make this very, very easy for you, which we will see in the upcoming slides and demo. Now, what is that PnP Authentication Manager, which we already talked about so much in the last 5 minutes? So essentially, it is a class in our PnP core library that bundles different authentication options. And if I speak about authentication options, I mean authenticating via credentials. So you provide the tool a username and a password or a domain. Via app only, you provide it a client ID, client secret, or a certificate if it's an Azure AD app. Or interactive, meaning the tool will pop up a UI and you at runtime provide your credentials that you need. So different options working against different targets. So with targets, we mean either we support either SharePoint Online, SharePoint 2013, and now also SharePoint 2016. How do you get started with using our PnP Authentication Manager? Fairly simple. It's like using like any usage of the PnP core library. You start with adding the PnP core NuGet package, and there is a NuGet package for either SharePoint 15, so SharePoint 2013 on premises, or SharePoint Online. Once you've added the NuGet package, you need to provide two namespaces, so using Microsoft SharePoint Client and using Office Dev PnP Core. Once you have done that, creating client context is as simple as doing a new authentication manager instance dot, and then you pick the methods that you need. Now this sample shows the Get SharePoint Online Authenticated Context Tenant method, which essentially allows you to provide a username and a password and gets you a valid client context to work against SharePoint Online. But we have a whole series of methods for you available inside the Authentication Manager class. So depending on your case, you pick the right method. So what methods do we have? Let's do a quick overview. So this first slide is focusing on the options available for online, so for SharePoint Online multi-tenancy. And let's first have a look at options available when you did register your add-in using SharePoint. So this is a regular SharePoint add-in that you created via Visual Studio. You deployed it to the app catalog, like the regular stuff, nothing related to Azure AD, right? So for that one, we can split the options in two categories. Do you have credentials, or do you want to enter credentials, or do you have app only? If you have credentials, You can provide your username and password via the Get SharePoint Online Authenticated Context Tenant method. If you want the user to log on, you have the option to use the Get Web Login Client Context method. So that's interactive logon, meaning it will prompt the user to enter a username and password at runtime. For app only, the method is called Get App Only Authenticated Context, which will ask you to provide a client ID and a client secret. If you registered your add-in using Azure AD, which is the newer option, I would say, then we have a kind of similar structure. So for credentials, we have an option called Get Azure AD Native Application Authenticated Context. This is an interactive logon. So be aware, for Azure AD, there is no option to just provide username and password and get a valid client context. It always is interactive, meaning you ask the user to enter the data. Or if you really need something that works in a non-interactive way, you need to go to app only. So that's the difference compared to the regular SharePoint way of working. And the second option here is if you already had an access token, which you could have acquired using the Active Directory Authentication Library, so the ADA library, at that point, using that access token, you can also obtain a valid client context using this Get Azure AD Access Token Authenticated Context method. So that was credentials. Now about app only, which is possible using Azure AD as well. Now, app only in Azure AD requires a certificate. We'll show you later on how to set up that particular configuration. But if you would have that need, the method to use for you will be Get Azure AD App Only Authenticated Context. And also, like previously, for the credentials one, if you already have an existing access token, at that point you can just create a client context based on the access token, because the access token already meant that you did some authentication in one way or another way. For on-premises, we have a kind of similar structure, although for on-premises, we do not allow you to define your application Azure AD. So only the applications defined in the via SharePoint account are possible on-premises. And if you talk about on-premises, I really mean SharePoint 2013 and SharePoint 2016. So what do we have? We have a method for credentials called Get Network Credential Authenticated Context, which essentially is will ask you a username, a password, and since it's on-premises, also a domain. We also have a method that works with ADFS. So if your on-premises web application uses ADFS to handle authentication, you have an option to create a client context using this method, Get ADFS Username Mixed Authenticated Context. It will require you to provide a username and a password, but also the address of your ADFS endpoint and the realm of the application defined in ADFS. Now, in on-premises, you can also use app only. And this, however, requires that you did set up a low trust connection between your on-premises firm and an Office 365 multi-tenancy environment. But if you did that, creating an app-only token perfectly works from premises as well. And the method that you use is actually the same method that we had for working in against SharePoint Online. So namely the Get App-Only Authenticated Context method. All right, so the previous slides gave a brief view on the different methods that you have available in the Authentication Manager class. And we talked a bit about what kind of input do you need to give to the methods. And this is all fairly easy, but there are some things to know if you like to use the more non-specials, maybe the wrong word, but methods that don't require simple username and password. So for example, app only. So what does it mean to create and to define an app that can use app only in SharePoint? So to do create an app that can work with app only, first step is register the application or the add-in using the page called App Rec New. So if you go to any site collection that you have and you append on a scale out slash 15 slash app rec new dot .hpx, you will see this page popping up. You generate an app ID and app secrets. You give it the application a title and a domain and a redirect URI. These things do not necessarily have to be real URLs, just need to be valid URLs. At that point, you can hit OK and the application is registered for you. Now, a second important step when using app only is already also granting permissions to this application. So, how you do that? You initially, in the previous step, you copied the output. So, you copied the app ID, app secrets, because you need them. Now, with a copied app ID, if you paste it into the app inf page and do a lookup, the system will load information you previously entered. And it allows you to provide a permission request XML. So essentially, this is the XML snippet telling like this application needs, in the screenshot here, you see tenant permissions, full control. Like this is God permissions, but it could be kind of lower permissions as well. Now, for app only, very important thing is there is that allow app only policy attribute on the app permission request XML node. That needs to be equal to true. Without that being set to true, you can't do app only on your application. So, discovered the app only setup for SharePoint. Using credentials is just provide username and password and off you go. So, fairly simple. Now, the next section, we're going to talk a bit about the Azure AD setup. So, as you saw, we have several methods that can work with your application when you define your application in Azure AD instead of using App Rec New and App Inf like we saw previously. So, if your application needs an interactive logon, so if you want to build an application and you go to it and you want to ask your user to log on, you need to create a native client application in Azure AD. So again, fairly simple. You pick the native client application option, you give it a name and a redirect URI, and that can be again anything. It really doesn't matter that much. You copy the client ID because that's what you need later on. And important, you need to grant the application permissions. So in Azure AD, you need to say like this application, I grant the permission to do this. In this case, in the sample, I granted the application permission to read items in all site collections. Since this is an interactive model, it means that when you say read items in all site collections, it means read items in all site collections that I, as user that log on, have permission to. So this application cannot read data in other site collections that the user doesn't have access to. Supported notice. So once you have that, you can then start using our Azure AD method to create a client context. Now, one little gotcha. So, when you deploy Office BNP Core NuGet package to your solution, we're not pulling down the ADAL package, so the Microsoft Identity Model.Clients.Active Directory NuGet package, which you do need in order to talk to Azure AD. So, just add this additional package to your project, and then you're good to go to use to do an interactive logon using Azure AD using the BNP Authentication Manager. Doing app only in Azure AD is slightly more complicated, but definitely doable. Remember that I told that app only in Azure AD does work with a certificate, so it is not simply providing a client ID and client secret. Secret, that's not enough. You can't do app only using client ID, client secret only. You really need to have a certificate connected to your Azure AD application. And when you want to do an app only authentication, the client that is authenticating to Azure AD needs to provide certificate again to Azure. So if that both certificates match, at that point, Azure AD will grant you the things, the permissions that you requested. So we'll give you, and eventually we will get you a valid client context. So how do we configure that one? starts again with creating an application in Azure AD. In this case, you need to pick the type web application. You need to provide a sign-on URL, which again, is kind of just needs to be a valid URL. An app ID needs to be unique in your tenant, so give it a meaningful name. And just like a previous setup for an interactive Azure AD application, you also need to add the a.NuGet package and a PnP core package to your solution. So at that point, your Visual Studio project is prepared. Now, remember, we need to have a certificate. There are many ways to get a self-signed certificate. I personally like this approach, which we use in our PnP partner pack. So the scripts that I show over here are available in our partner pack at github.com/officedev/pnp-partner-pack/3/master/scripts. So you can find those scripts over there. Essentially, the first one is creating a self-signed certificate. And it allows you to specify a start and end date, so you can take a long living certificate. And then the second script is dumping some information about the self-signed certificate that you created in the first step, dumping that information to screen. And we'll explain why you need that information in the next slide. So the previous slide, we told you like we dumped some information to the screen. Actually, we dumped a key credentials section to the screen because you need to tell the Azure AD application like what is the certificate that I allow in. And the way to do so is essentially there is no UI in Azure AD to do so. So you need to download the application manifest using the download manifest option. You open that one in Notepad or your preferred editor, and you will see there's a key credentials section which is empty. So at that point, you copy the output from the previous PowerShell command, which we discussed on the previous slide, and copy that to replace the empty key credentials section with a filled key credentials section that points to your certificate. You save the file, upload it again. At that point, you have made the connection between your certificate and the Azure AD application. The final last step before you can really use this Azure AD application is granting it permissions, just like with interactive logon one. Now, since this is an app only in background application without a real user, it's just a certificate, you need to grant it application permissions and not delegated permissions. So delegated permissions are for the user, application permissions is for app only. In this case, we have an option to have full control of all site collections. And now in this case, this really means full control of all site collections. So this application can read all data from all site collections. It kind of is comparable with giving tenant level permissions with full control in the regular SharePoint way. All right. Lots of talking, lots of slides. Let's see if we can show you something as well. So I'm going to flip to Visual Studio. And in here, I have a small project, which essentially is showing all the different options that you have to authenticate using the PnP Authentication Manager. So let's first show our NuGet packages. I click on Manage NuGet Packages, click on Installed, search for PnP, and you will see that we have the Office Dev PnP Core 16 NuGet package installed. Let's also check if we have the Active Directory one, and here we see we have the Microsoft Identity Model Clients Active Directory package installed. So our solution is ready to go. Now, what will we do? Essentially, we're going to create a client context object for our site. And I have two sites, one in online, one in on-premises. And once we have a valid client context, we do a very simple logic just to prove that the client context is valid, that we have the proper permissions. So we're going to read the title of the web and display the title. So very, very basic Because the point here is just showing you guys how to create a client context using the PNP Authentication Manager class. All right, so option number one. This is first section is about SharePoint Online. So if you need to use the PNP Authentication Manager against SharePoint Online, you can do something like this. So I'm going to have a username. I'm going to ask for a password. And then I'm going to use the Get SharePoint Online Authenticated Context Tenant method. Provide the site URL, the username, and the password. So let's hit F5. It's compiling, and I need to enter my password. Like this, enter. And if everything goes well, and it does, we show the title of the site, which is Hello World, and we can hit enter to close the application. So this is an indication that we had a valid client context. All right, scenario one done. Let's move on to an interactive logon. So in this case, I only provide a site because I don't know which username, which password that will be used. And using that method to get web logon client context, I eventually get a valid client context object. So if I press F5, we get a logon screen. So I'm going to pick my account, going to add a password. Hopefully this is the right one. Hit enter. Let's see. And yep, same result. We see the title. So this works as well. But this is an ideal method if you really want to offer an interactive console application to your end users. Let's move to app only. So app only in the regular SharePoint applications requires a client ID and a client secret. So I've put the ID over here and I'm gonna actually copy the secret once at runtime. So pressing F5, it's running. It asks me for the secrets. Let's paste that one. And oh, it works, good. So how did we do that? We use the get app only authenticated context methods. We provided simply site, app ID, and app secret. And you saw in the slides that you could use like the app rec new and app inf pages to define those app IDs and app secrets. Now we get to the Azure AD part. Fairly new, but works great. So again, an Azure AD application has an app ID, but we're not providing it a secret because in this case is an interactive logon. So we just provided the ID, the URL for which you want the client context, and the redirect URI. So let's see how this works. Since this is interactive, the system should prompt us to authenticate, and it does. So we get the Azure AD authentication dialog. So I need to fill my account. And my password. Hit sign in. And voila, we have a Hello World title. Okay, we keep going. Last one for SharePoint Online is the one using app only in Azure AD. So in this case, we provide again the app ID, or the client ID. App ID, client ID are kind of often used in a mixed way. Now, remember, app only with Azure AD is certificate based. So we need to provide it a certificate. And in this case, we've taken the option to provide the PFX file and the password to the PFX file. PFX's file is kind of a secure container for certificates. So we provide De client ID heeft everybody, our domain, the pfx file, and the pfx file password. So if you press F5, the application will ask to provide the pfx file password, which I do right now. Hit enter, and we have our title. All right. Let's quickly flip to Azure AD. So just to show you where to find this Azure AD configuration. So if you go to manage.windowsazure.com, you will get all the components that you created in your Azure subscription. In this case, I have a directory called Bert's Lab. So if I click on this one, and I go to applications, I see all the defined applications. Now in this case, scrolling down, I did create a PnP demo and PnP demo to Azure AD application. But if this first one was the interactive logon that we saw, this PnP demo 2 is the app only that we just saw before. So we can click on that one, go to configure. And if I scroll down, you see here the client ID that we used. You don't see any secrets because it's not needed. Why? Because we have a manifest. We have actually made that connection with the manifest. So if I click on manage manifest, I can do download manifest. I already downloaded the manifest up front. So essentially this is the application manifest. When you do the setup the first time, you will get a key credentials section, which is empty. So the key is to paste information that you got from the PowerShell commandlet, paste it in here, and then upload the manifest again. So you get create a connection between the certificate and the Azure AD application. All right, back to Visual Studio. We also have SharePoint on-premises. We can use the same approach, the same authentication manager against SharePoint on-premises as well. Quickly, a few options. Using a password. This case, slightly different method called get network credential authenticated context. Why do we have a separate method? Simply because we also need to provide a domain. So this is the user, the password, and the domain. If I hit F5 and enter my password, which is a different one this time, okay, and I get feedback like site title dev, which is different than a previous site title because it's a different site as well, coming from my on-premises box. So this works. And the same would also work for app only. And the app only method, get app only authenticated context, is actually identical method compared to the online approach. So same method, same approach. You have an app ID, app secret, or client ID, client secret, whatever you want to call them. You press F5. I need to copy my secret over here. I'm gonna paste it, edit, paste, boom, enter. And here we have our title. All right, let's go back to slides. I hope the demo showed you how easy it is to create a client context using the authentication manager for various use cases. With that, I would like to wrap up this module. This slides give you an excellent view on what PnP is, what do we have in the PnP open source initiative. We have lots of videos on our channel 9, which you can find via ak.ms/officedevpnpvideos. We have MSDN documentation. We have a very vibrant, large Yammer community. We communicate via Twitter. And as mentioned earlier on, we have our monthly calls in which you can join, ask questions, hear from us what we did in the last month, what our plans are, etc. PnP nowadays has already grown to a large set of repositories. Now this training module is about the core library, which is located in the PnP/sites-core repository. And I want to also quickly highlight our PnP partner pack. So if you have a need for site provisioning and branding, enterprise level, and you want to kind of really start from an enterprise level solution, go check out our PnP Partner Pack at ak.ms/officedevpnppartnerpack. With that, I would like to thank you for listening to this module. Bye bye.